Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Adam in for Chad, 209-WCCO. We welcome to the program Rochelle Olson of the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I'm glad I have a chance to talk to you because I think you and I are in a similar boat where you, after year, you don't have to gasp at that. After several years of being a news reporter, calling balls and strikes, now you are a columnist where you can opine on various things. I also was a news reporter for a very long time, and now I'm a talk show host where I can opine on various topics. Have you made that transition smoothly? Has it gone as well as you had thought, or do you still, I won't say struggle, but how is it gone for you?
I don't know. I guess I could say you tell me.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I mean about my work, not your work.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, you can opine on my work. Hell, I don't care. You know, that's what we do.
Yeah. No, I think it's hard.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, it's hard. You catch myself all the time trying to write something, and then some days it happens where I'm like, well, I'll give you a recent example.
Sure.
On Wednesday when the news came about the twins, I was working on something else mm-hmm. that'll run next week, and I kind of continued working on that, and I thought, you know, maybe I should write about this twins thing, and then I pivoted and wrote something on Deadline, and working on Deadline can be kind of exhilarating,
yep.
also scary, but that's sort of the thrill of it. But it was also, I felt at times like, whoa, this is definitely stuff I couldn't have said before.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of weird when you're so used to trying to play it down the middle
yep.
and thinking, do I have a right to say this?
Yes.
Should I? This, you know, I mean, you kind of get in your head, and that's why I bring up the whole writing on Deadline. In some ways, it's easier because you have to be done at a certain time, and so you don't have a lot of time to think about it. But and I mean, you really, you know, you could, having been a reporter for so long and having seen so much, you could get to the point. You could argue both sides of something. Somebody could tell you to pick this side and
yep.
argue that. And so sometimes it's like, is this right? And it's like, well, I don't know if it's right, but it is my opinion at this moment.
Right.
It's complicated.
It's using,
is what I'm saying.
I equate it to like just using different parts of my brain. Whereas I'm not saying that being a news reporter was easy by any stretch of the imagination. You
no.
had to put your work in, but at the same time, you didn't have to use the part of your brain where that says, okay, how do I feel about this? And what is my angle on this? And that is a whole different kind of skill set that I've had to develop here, and it's caused me a lot of stress, frankly. And I like what I do, but it's a whole different level of stress.
Well, and as you know, it's like, as with anything often in life, your feelings or thoughts about it can change.
Yes.
Over, 30 minutes from now, I'm not going to be as angry about whatever. And tomorrow, I'm certainly going to look at it differently. So that's hard, too, because, with the sort of age and wisdom, Adam, you're sort of always evolving, and you also sort of want to, as a reporter, you see people in tough situations and often want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't like to kick people when they're down. So, right. That's sort of pretty easy. But, pole ads are never down, so don't have to worry about that, I guess. But it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. And people always are coming up to me saying, "Oh, you must be having fun." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? This is fun?" No, it's really hard. But yeah, good days and bad days, like everything, right?
We'll get to the next segment. I love your cheers and jeers every week now. I think you nail a lot of it. And just bravo to you for coming up with a good thing, and love the fact that I look forward to that every Friday. The Tim Walz thing.
As do I. Love the fact. I didn't know you look forward to it.
I do.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
I don't know if that means anything to you, but you've got a reader in me. The Governor
AC 830.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
Yeah, a little less active on there now. But,
sorry.
Governor Walz, I would have put, I said 95% that he's running for a third term, but now to do some good reporting by Ryan Faircloth and Sydney Kashiwagi. I hope I'm saying her name right.
You are.
Says he maybe mulling it over, maybe having some second thoughts. Your thoughts on this and what might be at play here?
Well, I think he's. I think if. Well, for one, I think what happened June 14th with the assassinations of his very good friend and colleague, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, and let's not forget Gilbert, the dog, and the shooting of Senator Hoffman and his wife. I think that weighs on him, but I think he's always been ambivalent or a little. I think he's never been all in on this prospect, and I think that maybe made it a little harder, and he's well aware of how hard it is to win a third term, which, it's easy. Voters tend to give people two terms, but then when it comes to number three, they're kind of tired for all sorts of reasons. He's well aware of that. I think he's always, I don't know, I don't know if he's moved from 90-10 to 50-50 or how he's moved on this. And I don't know what's ultimately going to be the deciding factor for him, but it's been, I wrote about this a little while ago. It's been a really big year for him personally. A year ago, he was at the national convention and on the national ticket, and then spent 3 months flying around the country trying to win that race, and then you come back and back to business as usual. And then what happened with Melissa Hortman is really, really difficult. So a whole lot, I think, is factoring into it. And I'm sure he's doing a gut check. Does he have the energy for it? Is there something else he wants to do with the rest of his life? I'm sure he's got a lot of ideas. I'm sure he could go somewhere else and make more money as well. Just a lot, I think. Also, his son just graduated from high school. His daughter's out of college. That's a time, too, where they're looking at the next phase of life. What does that look like? Yeah. So a lot is weighing on him, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's very intriguing, to say the least, especially with, the people who would be next up, or the people who thought, okay, I might make a run, but it depends on whether he's going to run, and to see their ambitions suddenly rekindled is very interesting. All right, we'll take a break. 2:17, Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. We'll get to her cheers and jeers up next after this on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Continuing our conversation with Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune, her Cheers and Jeers column out today, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with the legal weed rollout. We finally have a new weed commissioner. It's the person who was in that role.
Official title?
Official weed commissioner. I think, you know, that's as good as anything. But this is continues to be quite a clunky rollout. And, do we think now it'll be smoother that we have a permanent person in place?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little baffled as to why it's taken so long, yep, considering we're not exactly one of the first states to do it.
Correct.
So I would hope so, but I don't know. Sounds like they have supply issues now too, and I don't quite understand that either, but okay.
And we also have, like, the Albert Lee situation, when you have the state, like, giving
right,
a license to someone, and then the city says, yeah, we don't think so. I mean, how's that going to play out if we have cities rejecting, for whatever reason, licensees who were given the go-ahead by the state?
Oh, I suppose somebody's going to have to sue and make an example, yeah, of City Hall somewhere. I don't know if it's this Albert Lee business owner or somebody somewhere else, or if they're going to be, I mean, somebody's going to have to do something to get the cities to stop doing this, if that's the case. But again, sounds like we only have Albert Lee so far, who has refused this one business owner for whatever reasons that I wasn't there, and I've read the story and I'm not exactly clear what's going on, but I don't know if the courts may have to say, hey, look, these are your options.
Right.
You sign a, you have this small window of discretion, and quit messing around here, cities. I don't know.
Praises to, boy, I tell you what, if your last name is Coleman and you're involved politically in this state, there's room for your kids and in-laws. That goes for Norm Coleman's in-laws and also Chris Coleman's, and his daughter picks up the win in the city council election this week. Tell us more about right. Molly Coleman.
Well, I haven't talked to her as a candidate, but I first interviewed her a few years ago when she was a law student at Harvard, second year law student, and then she had signed a letter, open letter in the school newspaper at Harvard, questioning why and whether Brett Kavanaugh would continue to teach at Harvard. At that point, he'd been teaching for 10 years at Harvard as an adjunct professor. He wasn't yet on the Supreme Court. The impetus for her letter was the hearings, the confirmation hearings, in which the, I would say, credible allegations of sexual assault were raised against now Justice Kavanaugh. And partly as a result of that letter, Harvard did end up ending their relationship with Kavanaugh. He doesn't teach there anymore. But I interviewed her at the time. I thought that was a pretty bold move for second-year law student at Harvard take on the administration like that. And she at the time said that sort of when you get into Harvard Law School, you realize you have a certain platform and you can decide how to use it. And I mean, out of law school, she also started progressive advocacy firm rather than, say, go work, as many Harvard law grads do, you know, go work for a big white shoe law firm where you're making a lot of money. She chose a different sort of path pursuing progressive causes. And so she's made some bold choices, I think, in her life. This wasn't like she didn't choose the obvious path to sort of go to a connected law firm here in town or something. So I just think she's an interesting, as I said, I think she's one to watch, and I don't think the city council will be the last place we see or hear from Molly Coleman. I mean, I hope she continues to sort of make these surprising and decisions in her career and challenges the existing orthodoxy, I guess. I think there's a lot of room for people who are willing to speak truth to power. So I hope she continues to do that. We'll see.
Yeah. Unless you're bringing up, dissenting views. And that's I fully agree with you on your jeers to Hennepin County and the payout to Amy Sweezy. And as you bring up, she's had issues with both the current county attorney and the previous county attorney. And you pointed out, and now she's, the two different settlements. And you bring up the fact that, they moved her around because of differences of opinion. But as you point out, that should be part of your office. It shouldn't be everybody saying, you're right, county attorney. We all agree that dissenting opinion is part of a process to come up with good decisions and good policy.
Well, and I think a lot of us, and I know you have too, who sat in the back of courtrooms and watch trials and arguments play out. I mean, one of the things you really learn and sort of admire from really good lawyers is they will be very, very aggressive in the courtroom, and then they walk out in the hallway and their friends talking about where they're having lunch or dinner or whatever. And but why should the Hennepin County Attorney's Office be any different than any other workplace? Why would it be problem free, right? But you would hope they might have a better means to handle sort of conflict or personnel issues, which they can say what they, the county can say what they want, but this sure, I mean, we're talking almost $2 million in payouts to Amy Sweezy, who, by the way, I saw in court several times and was a very gifted trial lawyer. Yep. She was the prosecutor on, Muhammad Noor, the officer who was convicted of killing, Rushchuk Diamond.
Yep.
That was not an easy case. And she just had a very experienced veteran prosecutor. And so it was just really disappointing to see this is what happened. So you'd hope they'd do better, but human beings, I don't know.
Not shocking, and kudos to you for giving cheers to the male cheerleaders on the Vikings and another absurd that people are giving up their season tickets. Oh, my gosh. You know, we're okay with, you know, women sexualizing themselves, but by God, there better not be a man on the field.
And there's no way. I do not believe people are giving up their Viking seats. No. People can say they are, but no. And furthermore, I mean, they've been watching men in spandex tights on the football field for how long? And they're cool with these men in tights hugging each other, smacking each other on the butt and all that, you know, piling onto each other. But my goodness, if they should grab a pom-pom, you know, I don't get it. And if you follow these, everybody, by the way, should follow these guys on social media. They're adorable. I mean, there's pictures of them out at, I still want to call it Winter Park, at Twin Cities Orthopedic in Eagan, the Vikings. There's pictures of them with these little toddlers who come to training camp. It's they're great ambassadors for the team, it seems. I mean, I checked out and made sure these two guys didn't have any criminal records. They don't. Yeah. So what's the problem? Right. I think they're going to be an asset to the team. I think it's going to be fun. So
Your buddy Anton Lazaro with the
my buddy.
That's one of the most absurd defenses to try to get an appeal. The conduct alleged to be criminal consisted of little more than dating 16 and 7-year-old females. What a clown. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that this guy was paying young girls with exorbitant gifts for sexual favors, and it's just ridiculous. This guy needs to go away. He is away.
He has gone away, yeah.
He should stay away, is what I'm saying.
He's going to be in prison. I think I was doing the math. He'll be, I don't know if he'll be 50 yet. He'll be close to 50 or a little older by the time he gets out. But, yeah, I mean, on one hand, I want to say, okay, he's appealing the Supreme Court. He's trying to get his conviction overturned. You go with what you can. But on the other hand, it's like, this is so insulting, so far beyond the pale as to not, you know, watch the Supreme Court accept it. But I can't fathom. I guess you're in prison. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I don't know, but it's just gross. It's really gross. Because he also, as I think I pointed out, can't remember what I edited out, but remember this guy was, he was 30, in his mid-30s, he preyed on vulnerable young women.
Yes.
Get them drunk. I mean, imagine being drunk as a 16 or 17-year-old with a, and then you're with some predator who's 20 years older. It's just horrifying.
Gross.
It's just every parent's nightmare. Yeah.
Thanks, Rochelle. So, always enjoy our time together. We appreciate it.
Of course. Love being here, whether it's Chad or one of his many substitutes.
Yes.
But you're the best, Adam. Oh. You're the best sub by far. So
thanks, Rochelle. I appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Rochelle. Rochelle Olson, reader in the Star Tribune, Cheers and Jeers, and other great opinion pieces. Am I wrong? I'm excited for this. Are you excited, David? Is the committee excited, or is the committee were they hesitant now that we've got a substitute?
No. The committee is always excited, whether it's Chad or a sub. We're ready to bring the proclamations because that's what the people demand. We're doing the people's work.
Am I wrong? After traffic and weather next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm ready.
It's been a long time since you've been in the
I think I've only done this one time, I believe. I could be wrong. Am I wrong? I don't know.
We have no idea.
It's been months, though.
You've not been wrong today, including during the menopause.
Menopause talk? We're sending that one to the Pavic Museum right now.
Any more texts from the lobster, by the way?
Nah, she's blocked me now.
Still waiting for that call after the show?
Yeah. Is there anything worse than getting a text from we need to talk?
No.
Yeah.
No, there is nothing worse, except perhaps this hot take that you gave about 40 minutes ago that I'm going to have to bring up now.
Okay.
You know, normally we meet as a committee on a Thursday evening. Everything's discussed. Everything's decided. And I come in with a script. Every once in a while, something happens, either overnight on a Friday that makes news or something just randomly during the day. And as did today, I have to go to the committee, send out a couple text messages.
An emergency meeting?
Yeah. And just sort of a, hey, do you mind if I go with this? I get enough people agreeing, and, well, we have one of those instances today because during the top of the hour break, just at 2 o'clock, you asked me just out of the blue, we weren't having a conversation, just, hey, what do you think about this? Hey there, guy. You say whether or not I dabble in anything gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, not really. I don't have a gluten issue. No one in my family does. So my answer was no. I had a couple things, but it's not something we look for. Mm-hmm, and to that, you decided that was an invitation to evangelize me. Spread the gospel of the gluten-free by saying, first, you went with the gluten-free crust at your local pizza joint.
Yes.
Was, quote, and I quote, 10 times better than their regular crust. And not because of the health benefits. That's not what you were touting. Simply on taste, on flavor alone. Well, we all know that's BS, because if it was, then the gluten-free would be their regular crust, Adam. But I digress, because then you apparently were not satisfied by my dismissiveness, and you went and brought up the cauliflower crust, specifically the Cauli Power brand that you can find at Target and other, I'm sure, frozen pizza sections at your local grocers. And with that, the building up of the cauliflower crust based on its great flavor, Adam Carter, in the eyes of the committee, has lost all credibility in discussing food and should never be allowed to do it publicly again. And by the way, committee member Jessie, who is gluten-free, I did reach out to her via text, and she confirmed that you are full of it. And yes, if she could, she'd go back to eating everything gluten in a heartbeat.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
I stand by the gluten-free pizza crust at Carboni's in Rosemont. Is far superior, yes, 10 times better than the regular crust.
You've lost your mind.
No, I haven't.
Coming from somebody who's never had the gluten-free crust at Carboni's in Rosemont, I can tell you,
I will bring one in and you will be amazed. You'll be like, wow, there's no way this is gluten-free.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
10 times better. Why don't they make it the regular crust?
They should. You know why what? I'm going to go talk to somebody. Say you should make it regular crust.
Are they worried about big gluten coming down hard on them?
Maybe they are. It's probably more expensive to produce the gluten-free crust because you have to pay more.
Sure, you charge more.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I stand by that. I refuse to believe that.
Okay, Collie Power, tell me about that one.
Now, I'm not going to say that's better than like a good home run in pizza, which is the best frozen pizza out there, by the way.
I haven't had a home run in a long time.
Oh, home run in. Frozen pizza, full stop, the best. Don't give me Heggies. Don't give me all these others, which are fine. But the home run in pizza is the best frozen pizza, full stop.
I'm more of a Totino's party pizza guy myself.
Those aren't bad in a pinch.
No, they are terrible in a pinch.
The party pizza, you fold them and have like a taco and eat it like a taco.
You get like three strands of cheese on the entire
thing.
Yeah,
it's okay. But no, I stand by that. You are wrong.
No.
By the way, that am I wrong sounder blew my left eardrum out, so I'm having trouble hearing it now.
Yeah, I'll make it louder next time. Well, with that, I'm going to give you a chance to opine on food one more time.
Okay.
We were talking about this last night at the meeting. This nation of ours, America, celebrated National Filet Mignon Day earlier this week. That was on Wednesday. Committee member Barry took note of that, got some steaks, he said, for he and his wife, grilled them up. That was the dinner. And he came to this conclusion, ribeye, tenderloin, porterhouse, strip, T-bone, so many better options than the filet out there, which does offer excellent tenderness, but let's be honest, very much lacking in flavor, very much lacking. The committee was unanimously, as I noticed, nodding in agreement as Barry shared the opinion on the matter and has determined the filet mignon is the most overrated cut of beef that's provided by our bovine friends. And additionally, out of all the cuts of meat you can get, beef, pork, you know, lamb, poultry, all of them, the filet is the second most overrated cut of any sort, any type of meat, second only to chicken breast.
Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. Barry nailed it. I don't know about the chicken breast one. I still like a good chicken breast, especially if it's cooked on a grill. It can still be done correctly. But you're right about the filet mignon. There was a time where it was like, yeah, it's overrated because the cost of it, too.
Yes. That $83 a pound now.
The problem with the filet mignon is the lack of the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of got a velvety like consistency to it. And you're right. I am fully on board. It's the New York strip is the best cut.
You go strip.
Better than ribeye. Yep. Ribeye can get a little too fatty. So the strip, I've come to believe that the New York strip is the premier steak cut.
It's interesting because the ribeye can get too fatty. You can get a lot of the grizzle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The New York strip can almost be too lean sometimes. You get that strip of fat along the side, but sometimes in the actual...
You got to go find the marbling. Mm-hmm. Look for the good marbling. But yeah, a good New York strip that's my favorite.
Really,
that's my
either
go-to.
One is a delight.
Yes.
Especially compared
but
to
I,
the...
Barry nailed it. Good job, committee. I agree with you. Yes, the filet mignon.
Chicken breast, vastly overrated, by the way. Get yourself some thighs. Come on.
I will get myself some thighs. Do we have more? A couple more?
Oh, we've got
Let's
more
take a break. So I'm one for one with in agreement and in opposition to the committee. More Am I Wrong after this. Linda's construction time is 2:49. Time to upgrade GAF hail-resistant roofing. Get free installation labor. Offer ends August 31st. We continue with Am I Wrong.
Well, thank you very much for tossing it back to the committee so quickly. This one's a little bit more on the serious side, but it's been annoying me personally for the last few months. We all know distracted driving, still a problem.
Erectile dysfunction?
Please. Yeah, that was the most Chad thing you've ever said, by the way. Jumping in with the erectile dysfunction.
Penis joke, yeah.
Yeah, wow, very good. Distracted driving, it's a problem here. It's a problem everywhere. We all know you can't use your phones while driving. You got the one-touch deal, otherwise hands-free. That's your law of the land. So I want to know why every new car for the past several years has been equipped with a touchscreen that you need to look at to operate. My old vehicle, No touch screen, just buttons, knobs, and I could easily navigate if I'm changing the AC, heat, you know, radio station, whatever. I could do it pretty much without looking at it. You can kind of feel around. You know what it feels like after mm-hmm. a little bit, and you can hit the right button, turn the right knob.
You like to feel around for the knob. That's
you
what I'm
know
told.
I do.
I'm just going, playing the
just
hits
keep
here.
Going.
This is me as Chad now.
Now I got a newer vehicle 3 months ago, and I've been in it since May. And it's got the touchscreen, and I can't do any of that. And I absolutely hate it. I hate that every time I want to change the station or, you know, the kids are saying it's hot, so I got to do the thing where you the climate control in the back versus mm-hmm. the front. I got to look at the screen for a few seconds because I can't just feel around for the knobs. And I'm thinking, you know what? If we're going to take it seriously, if we're really going to keep trying to crack down on distracted driving and really seriously do it, we got to start telling car makers, number one, the size of the screens. We don't need the giant screens. That's enough. But you know what? The touchscreen's got to take a hike, too.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. The committee's not wrong on this one. I do believe that the smarter car is not any safer than making a hands-free self than having the cell phone. I think it's they're more distractions. They are drawing you. The screen itself is drawing your eyes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got a Tesla with the 86-inch screen.
Yeah, huge screen. You know, other vehicles have huge screens. The screens continue to get bigger. There's no going back, certainly. I don't think there. And to go back to the old push-button radio dials where you had to do the presets.
I'd like the actual turn the knob to get
turn
the
station. Turn the knob, yeah. I think it's just, you know, I still believe 5-10 years, you know, we won't be driving anyway. So it's just kind of the evolution of that. But I agree 100%. I do think that the smart car is more dangerous, more distracting than the old school car.
And you're a guy that's ridden in a Waymo.
Waymo. Loved it. Love the Waymo.
Those are all over L.A. right now.
Yeah.
I've been there just 3 weeks, so I
did
no
you
idea.
Use one?
No. But saw them, I mean, literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere
they're
you everywhere. Go, they're
yeah.
going around.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Did you fear, like, did you even consider using one?
No, I had a rental car.
Oh,
so
okay.
Wasn't going to okay. pay extra money.
Right, just
me?
To use it. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
New study from University of California, Riverside, took a look at how couples engage in conversation with each other, resulting in showing that couples who engage in gossip, spilling the tea about the neighbors, friends, coworkers, relatives, that leads to a happier and healthier relationship than those who don't. And there you go. That's the reaction I wanted, because the committee was thrilled to see science finally getting behind something. Let's be honest. We all knew already, right? We all believed, we all knew that talking trash about your friends, in particular, their relationships, their significant others, the problems they might be having that they're confiding in you not to share with anyone else. Well, talking about that together with your partner and convincing yourselves that you are just better than any other couple
better.
Is one of the great joys of any relationship.
Am I wrong?
No, you are not. I agree 100%, and this is good news because my wife and I are like right at the top of this list.
Tremendous gossipers.
We're tremendous gossipers. We're tremendous silent judgers.
Who have you been ripping lately?
Just anybody. And we all
give some names. Let's go.
We always agree to, you know, we're terrible people. But we're not going out, and it doesn't really influence our decision to hang with people. We just silently judge, including people we don't know. It's part of the great joy of being a team.
It's tremendous.
Yes.
It's tremendous.
I think the same goes for your work. You are on a team with fellow employees, and the gossip at work is part of the agreement, is a part of the team building. Again, if it doesn't reach a point where you're actively, you know, sabotaging someone, or if you...
That would never happen in media.
No, yeah. Or if you are actively, you know, campaigning or acting out on those silent judgments, but we all do it. We all do it.
Yeah, well, turns out we don't all do it. California Riverside clearly have found some people that don't, and their relationships
lying.
Are suffering.
They are totally lying. You say that like if you're with your significant other and they want to bring up some, you're going to be like, oh, no, we don't do that. We don't judge others.
We're better than those.
Well, then you're judging. We're better than, yeah, if you're judging that you're better than people who judge, you're judging, and you're doing it too. So I agree 100%. Bravo to UC Riverside for proving that science I can get behind.
Yes. Science. It's really science getting behind the people because we already knew that.
We already knew
we that. Know what makes our relationships stronger. But thanks, Riverside. Thanks for catching up. Last quick one. The Vikings preseason game number 2. Did you watch any of game number 1?
I was at a bar with a buddy and it was on TV. We paid attention to JJ. And then after that, it was like background. And the game was over before I knew it. I did watch a little of Max Brosmer, and, you know, he's the answer.
Okay, that's fair.
Cut JJ and, you know, make Max the starting quarterback.
I think that's proper to be at least intrigued by JJ, how he looked. I didn't watch the game live, but I did just YouTube the JJ highlights to see a couple of passes, see him run a little bit for a first down. That was all right. That said, if you're paying attention to game number 2 this weekend of the preseason, get yourself a dang hobby.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. If you're hosting a party for it, you need to reexamine.
Get that tailgate going outside of US Bank Stadium. Right. Let's go, boys!
Get your notebook out and you're grading. You know, the second and third string linemen.
Checking out the all-22.
Who are they playing? Oh, the Patriots.
Yeah,
the Patriots are in
been
town.
Big practices, man. Joint practices. Love a good joint practice.
Yeah. Yes, right. Although if it's on TV, I'll sit down and at least pay attention. Not pay attention to it, but I just like the fact that there's a football game on TV.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Morgan, can't move you in today. We got the ball game on.
I got to get home. Hey, I had fun. I always enjoy being with you, Dave. Thank
it's a good time.
You very much.
Appreciate it.
Chad will be back on Monday. I'll be back in the normal 9 to noon with Jordana. Henry Lake in for Jason DeRussia, H. Lake, and Tubbsy, coming up next. So stay tuned. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.